Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, if you want to go back to our old shows, the podcast, fmr.co.za. As a dyed-in-the-wool Land Rover fan, I have a love-hate relationship with Jeep. Now, I'm going to make an early admission. My second car was a vintage Hero and a first car that I bought, and it was an old Jeep. It's a relationship that had flames, literal flames, which brings me neatly to today's review, the Jeep Compass Trailhawk. This 2.4-liter SUV has presence. It's good-looking. It's interesting in that it's no behemoth, and it's relatively compact. Think Subaru Forester or X-Trail for size. It's comfortable, it has relatively precise handling for a 4x4, excellent NVH noise, vibration, and harshness, mixed materials, both luxury and durable and rubber, and thankfully they got the right ones in the right places. It's also very well appointed. In fact, I would say it feels more European than USA, but it does have its American quirks, like a plethora of steering wheel controls. They're strangely intuitive. Even the volume and sound controls, which are hidden on the rear of the steering wheel, they fall naturally to hand and they're very easy to use. And once you've used them once or twice, you know what they are and how they work. And of course, this is American, so we have stowage, as they call it. Thankfully, the U.S. arms race for cup holders is no longer a thing, and each occupant just gets one, including some very nice ones in the rear middle seat when folded forward. And it is one of those 40-20-40 splits. I love the side button to close the tailgate. This is a great fit for shorter people. Often with these automatic tailgates, the button's right on the leading edge of the tailgate, and if you are a little bit vertically challenged, you may not be able to reach it. In this case, they've put it into the side wall of the boot space, and this has been criticized by other reviewers, but you know what? I applaud it. Great innovation, and it works. The in-car entertainment, a real winner. Great CarPlay. The whole system is just very well done and implemented. The Trailhawk model that I had on test adds 30 millimeters of ground clearance to the Jeep. You get proper low range with good ramp approach and departure angles. Loads of automatic modes, by the way. You know, all the usual snow and ice and hill descent control and all that kind of thing. And when you're in normal automatic mode, it converts it to a front-wheel drive system, which has got mixed reviews, but it is there to save a little bit of fuel and make the handling a little more predictable and easy for most people. Another highlight on that drivetrain is a 9-speed auto box. Now, while the claimed 9.5 liters per 100 kilometers is reasonable for a real 4x4, expect in the real world to see closer to 12, which is what I was seeing. But still, for a genuine 4x4, not too bad. At about 600,000 Rand, you get all the bells and whistles, as well you should. You get that 2.4-liter petrol engine putting out 129 kilowatts and 229 newton meters. It makes for overtaking that's reasonable. You get a 3-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty and service plan. Now, a couple of highlights that I loved. I loved the adaptive cruise control and self-parking. It worked flawlessly, and we will post a video of this somewhere on our social media. In conclusion, it's well bolted together, really well bolted together. It's upmarket, it's well sized, if smaller than the expectation. I'd take it over a bigger, bucky-based SUV like Fortuna any day. That's it for Fine Motoring this week. That's been the Jeep Compass Trailhawk, and we'll have some more for you in Motoring next week. And if you've got a question, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za.